This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The big meeting today at the White House, in between the ones on Afghanistan and the economy that one can only assume were happening, was cybersecurity, a summit of sorts with private sector CEOs in tech and finance and energy, a call to action, the White House said, for those CEOs and their companies to shore up infrastructure and services cyber defenses. The hacking news you are surely aware of, everything from meat processors to pipelines. And the Biden administration wants help from the private sector, including hiring more cybersecurity workers. The Commerce Department figures there are about 500,000 open cybersecurity jobs across this economy. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the cyber workforce gap.
The need for cybersecurity skills is only going to grow, but the U.S. is already lagging behind, says James Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We haven't mentally adjusted to the fact that everything we do is now pretty much done on the internet. Your car, your work, your refrigerator.
Right now, the majority of cybersecurity jobs require a four-year degree in computer science, and that's a problem, says Amberine Siraj, a professor at Tennessee Tech University.
The pipeline problem in cyber roots back to the pipeline problem in computer science, because computer science is still not widely accessible to students in K-12.
To meet the scale of the demand for cybersecurity skills, we need to be considering creative alternatives to the classic college pathway into the profession, says Todd Thibodeau with the Computing Technology Industry Association.
The idea is that we can have people come through community college programs, through for-profit university programs, through online university programs, which accelerate this process.
His organization offers certification programs that can be completed in a matter of months. And tech companies are also leaning into the problem. Dell Technologies works with high schools to offer hands-on education in computer science and cybersecurity, says Senior VP and Chief Security Officer John Simone.
Just a few weeks ago, I was engaging with high school students, trying to break some of the misperceptions around, the industry is only for highly technical people, or the industry is hard to break into, demystifying it.
And it's the perfect time to recruit mid-career professionals, too. Many have quit their jobs and are looking for a change because of the pandemic. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.